Bengadengkhuluma lapha egoli kule night prayer.
I was speaking in Johannesburg in the night prayer.
Ukuthuma uSathane ufuna ukuhlasela ikholwa.
When the devil wants to attack a believer.
Angeke ahlasele ibusiness lakho.
He will not go for your business.
Angeke aqale ngaloko okunye okucabangayo.
No, even go for the other things that you are thinking.
USathane uzo attack your prayer life.
The devil will attack impilo yakho yomkhuleko.
Once he attacks your prayer life,
as soon as he attacks impilo yakho yomkhuleko,
uSathane uyazi uqedile ngawe.
The devil knows he is done with you.
Once your prayer life dies,
yaqala impilo yakho yomkhuleko yafa.
Everything around you dies.
Bonke okunye okungakuwe kuyafa.
Your passion for God dies.
Intshisakelo yakho kaNkuluNkulu iyafa.
Kodwa kuqala ngokuthi uphelelwe ngamandla emthandazweni.
But it all starts with you losing power to pray.
Ngikhuluma nomuntu othi isimo siyabhedwa empilweni
yami. I'm speaking to someone who's saying things are not well in my life.
Ngiyakholwa.
I do have faith.
Kodwa mawungathula ubheke ukuthi kwaqala nini.
But if you really observe when it all started.
Kwaqala the day uphelelwa ngamandla emthandazweni.
It all started ngalolu suku when you lost strength to pray.
USathane wa attacka your prayer life.
And then the devil wahlasela impilo yakho yomkhuleko.
Waqala washona phansi kancane kancane.
And then you began to drop bit by bit in prayer.
Kwavuleka umnyango wezinto ezimbi.
A door for bad things opened up.
Bede empilweni yakho.
And things went south in your life.
Kwabheda kuma finances wakho.
And things went south in your finances.
Kwabheda kwibusiness lakho.
And things went south in your business.
Kwabheda ekhaya lakho.
And things went south in your household.
Ubathola uyabuza kwenze njani.
You have been inquiring what happened.
Bekakusaba uSathane bekangeka sondele kuwe
umuthandazi. The devil was fearful of you when you were prayerful.
Kodwa attacka your prayer life.
But he attacked impilo yakho yokukhuleka.
It is my prayer namhlanje.
Umkhuleko wami
today. UNkulunkulu ka restore your prayer life.
May God abuyisele impilo yakho.
uNkulunkulu restore your prayer life.
Because when God restores
you, ubuyela kwi position yakho.
You are returned back to isimo sakho.
Ubuyela kwi position ye authority.
You are returned back to indawo yakho yegunya.
Ubuyela kwi position yamandla.
You are returned back to indawo of power.
Ubuyela kwi presence kaNkulunkulu.
You are returned back to ubukhona of God.
Izinto ziyoqala zenzeke empilweni yakho.
And it will begin to happen in your life.
Maka restore your prayer life.
Restore
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Umangale ukuthi bowuthandaza.
And you'd be shocked that you were prayerful. You would even rise at night to pray. And things were happening before you. But as soon as you lost strength and had multiple reasons, and whereas it was the plan of the enemy that I want to finish off with you, but what's keeping you strong
is your prayer life.
Impilo yakho yomkhuleko.
So into yokuqala uSathane attacka njengekholo.
So the first thing that the devil attacks to a believer
is your prayer life.
Impilo yakho yomthandazo.
Ngimila namhlanje njengomuntu kaNkulunkulu.
I stand before you today as a man of God.
Ngiyakubuyisela kwi position yakho
yomkhuleko. I restore you back to your position of prayer.
uNkulunkulu akakunika igrace yokuthandaza.
May God grant you umusa to pray.
Akusilula futhi akusimnandi ukuthandaza.
It's not easy nor is it nice to pray.
Inyama yakho iyaboreka emthandazweni.
Your flesh gets bored in prayer.
Inqondo yakho iyaboreka emthandazweni.
Your mind gets bored in prayer.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu akaphinda akunike that
but
grace.
But may God grant you low umusa futhi.
And ungacabanga ukuthi uma ubuyela kuleyo position.
And you mustn't think that when you go back to that position.
Izinto ziyoqala kwenzeka same time.
Things will instantly go back to normal.
Because abanye ngenze kuna 3 years.
For some of us perhaps it's been 3
your
years.
Your prayer life is safani shone
pants. And impilo yakho has discerned.
Say inkulu damage uNkulunkulu ayikhosile kwi family yakho empilweni yakho.
There is a lot of umonakalo that the devil has caused.
Njengoba ubuyela nje.
And as you return back.
Lomthandazi uzoqala ulungise lezi zinto ezonakele.
Prayer will begin to put the messed up things back in place.
Don't worry.
Bit by bit it's coming. Things will come right in your life. But go back to prayer. And may the Lord restore impilo yakho yomthandazo. And may things change in
the mighty name of Jesus.